You are listening to The Recovered Therapist, brought to you by FreshOutOfPlans.com. I'm Jeannie Griffin, and I'll be your host. Instead of focusing on labels, diagnoses, and psychobabble, we keep things honest, simple, and hopeful so that you can grow personally and spiritually. Thank you for joining me. Today, I'm going to do something a little bit differently than I usually do. Normally, I pick a topic and then talk about it, but I guess in a way, I'm going to talk about attention and the lack of focused attention that we have, and it's getting worse with more and more children being diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactive disorder. But I want to talk about a book that I have been reading, and it's by Johann Hari, and the name of it is Stolen Focus. And he talks about the problem with not only our attention, but several factors that contribute to the inability. I want to name a few today that I was pretty fascinated with. He said when he was young, the statistics were that, you know, that there were like for every one child when he was young that had this attention or lack of focus, attention deficit or lack of focus, there are now 100 children. And he went around the world visiting with leading experts, and not only did he think that this was a personal willpower problem, but he sees it as a much larger societal problem. And I was looking at the book and listening to a podcast he did on Rich Roll, and which is worth looking up. It's it's, I think, podcast number 661 on Rich Roll on Spotify or Apple. And one of the researchers that he was talking with used to work for Google and quit because he was horrified with what the technology was designed to do, he says, was to hack into our attention and invade it. And so he was discussing this, and there's a researcher that he names that says that if you're up 19 hours, it is the equivalent to being legally drunk. You know, when you have not had enough sleep and you're foggy or you feel hungover, it's true. It's because during the day we have what they call metabolic waste that accumulates in our brains. And the researcher that discussed this refers to it as brain cell goop or poop. We're supposed to have, even adults, 8 hours sleep a night. And when we do not have that, then there isn't enough liquid produced in our brain to wash that away. And so we're supposed to be sleeping, and this brain cell poop is to be washed away, gone into the liver, and out of our bodies. But when it's not sufficiently wasted away or washed away, then we get this kind of hungover feeling. And they likened it to driving along and having mud thrown on your windshield. It covers it up, and the first thing you have to do is stop and take care of that, because you can't get to your goal or wherever you're going if you don't clear it up. He said the same thing happens with no sleep or deprived sleep. He says we're very deprived of our sleep. We are eating things that affect our attention. We are not sleeping enough. Our pollution. There are many factors that is just really invading and hacking our attention. Now, the gentleman who hosted the podcast, Rich Roll, really calls it an existential crisis, this attention problem. And it is, because if we don't feel well enough to focus on our goal, personal goal, and we're not clear enough in our brain, we may, you know, laugh about it and tease about it and say, well, you know, yeah, I didn't get enough sleep last night, and so now I'm kind of brain foggy. Well, if we can't do that in our personal goals, then we can't do that in our societal goals either. It takes, you know, sustained focus. He says, think about anything that you've done and done well. It takes sustained or focused attention. It's repetition and focused attention. And when we don't get that, we really are in an existential crisis. So I'm fascinated with more of the research. And I really would urge you to pay attention to this possible podcast by Rich Roll and also the book by Johan Hari called Stolen Focus. Thank you for listening to The Recovered Therapist, where we keep topics honest, simple, and hopeful. I love you. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. Until next time.